Feeling pretty good. I mean, this is just day two with it, taking it day by day. But hold on now, hold on. Not to say. But yeah, just day two with it. Got out of the underwater treadmill, so it's feeling pretty good. I mean, I'm moving along really, really well.
What was this like? What was the last couple days like for you?
I think it was a little bit of over-exaggeration. I mean, I even got word that I saw something online that said I was in tears coming off the field, which was pretty amazing because you guys were two fields over, and I had on a mirror visor. So, you know, that scared some people. Definitely scared my mother. So, but we're doing pretty good. It's moving along pretty well right now.
Scared at all by the injury? I mean, did you worry that it was serious at first?
Yeah, at first I was pretty worried. I mean, I had never really rolled my ankle like that before. And I felt it pop, and that was the main thing that pretty much scared me. But, you know, the initial pain was, it wasn't too good. And so, but I mean, now we're moving along, and it's doing pretty good now.
Do you have a timetable on when you'll be back?
Taking it day by day. I can't give you an exact date, but as far as right now, I'm feeling really good.
Did you step in a hole or just take a bad step or what?
Yeah, it was just like it was a move that I do all the time. It was a prep step, and I was supposed to punch on my on the fifth step, and I think the turf moved a little bit, and it just rolled my ankle over. They said it went 90 degrees, so wasn't too good.
So you thought it was broken, or?
I really didn't know what to expect, but I didn't think it was going to be too good. Oh, yeah, of course. I mean, because, yeah, I didn't tell her anything about it. I wasn't going to tell her. But she saw it online, or my agent called her something, so she was flipping out. I was like, chill out. It's all right.
That's the evil of social media.
Yeah, that's the thing.
So there were no tears, I take it?
No, not at all. I mean, I was, like, kind of screaming, but that's just because I had never felt that pain before. But, yeah, it's just like a basketball roll, I guess is what they're saying. A little bit of bone bruise, so.
Do you expect to play any preseason games?
I don't know. Like I said, I'm just taking it day by day. If I feel good enough to get out there in some preseason games, then I will. But yeah, I'm just taking it day by day.
How many four-letter words?
Definitely can tell Mom.
For sure.
So what's right now? You said you did some work in the pool today.
What, yeah.
Have doctors said like you could just try to start running? Certain day or?
Yeah, I probably could, but I don't think they want to push it too much. I feel like.
Did they say like in a week we want you to try to start running or like any kind of?
No, they're taking it day by day as well. So, you know, but me being me, I want to get out and start jogging around and running around right now, but they don't want to push it. They want me to get back to 100%. So, yeah.
Do they give you any sort of timetable? Do you have any expectations in your mind? Or?
I have some expectations, but, you know, that's kind of different from what they're thinking, I think. So, you know, I'm forced to take it day by day, too, and just listen to what the trainers have to say and go by what they're talking about.
Do you fully expect to be ready by week one?
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, I'll be ready by week one for sure.
So, is the timing of this kind of test your patience a little bit, but you realize that maybe if this were in September and not now,
yeah,
maybe you wrap it up a little bit and they'll let you let it go, but right now it's not worth it.
Yeah, I think if that was the case, then I could wrap it up and push through it and go, but I'm happy it happened now and not closer to week one. It's definitely a blessing, and didn't turn out to be anything too serious, so I'm blessed.
Did you tape your ankles?
No, I don't tape my ankles. I used to tape my ankles all throughout college. You know, after a little bit of research, I found that it doesn't really work that much. Tape kind of loosens up anyway, and it's like having your ankle without anything on it anyway. So I stopped doing it when I came here, and everything's been fine so far. It's just that one little slip.
They're not going to start, I guess.
I mean, I might start just for a little bit, but when it strengthens, then I'll take it off. First time on a cart? Oh no, I got knocked out pretty bad in college, one time in high school, so yeah, it's not my first time on a cart.
Stoney, what was the first thought when you got hurt? Did you think to yourself, oh, my God, this is it? You know, or did you, you know, have no idea?
No, I just didn't have an idea of what was going on, and I didn't know the severity of it. So I was kind of scared at first. But, you know, the pain started dying down a little bit. Got to moving it a little bit. It didn't swell up as much as I thought it was going to. So that kind of eased my mind a bit. And when we got all the results back from the X-ray and the MRI, everything's pretty clean. So it was all good.
It showed a little ankle sprain.
Yeah, it showed a little ankle sprain, little bone bruise. So, you know, those things can take a little while, but, you know, nothing too serious.
Shep, with the stuff that's been newly installed into the offense this year, obviously you're going to fall behind a little bit. How much of a concern is that?
I mean, the new stuff, I've been through it. I've done it, so I'm one of those guys, if I do it one time, if I mess up on it one time, then I'll correct it. Don't make too many mistakes. So I'm sitting in the meetings, and I shouldn't fall behind play-wise too much.
Do you feel pain in it? How does it feel compared to when it happened?
Oh, it's 10 times better. I mean, they say after the third day, then you know, you start to go uphill, and it starts to feel a lot better. But it's day two, and I feel like I can get out and jog around a little bit.